in Shirshir. Hashani Sifsei. We're talking about all the compliments, all the milas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees. Remember the moment, see a chat that we're having shoes on? We're talking about all the milas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in Klal Yisrael. The next mila, Kichot Hashani Sifsei Sayach, your lips are like a silk thread, Umid Barech Nave, and your speech is beautiful. Kefelach Harimoin Rakaseich, your forehead is like a pelach rimoin. It's like some of the outside of a pomegranate shell. I'm not sure what that compliment is, but somehow it's clear and good shape. Mibad tzamosech, which is the again like somehow inside of the hair, which is the like inside the tichel, basically. All right.
Okay.
Sounds nice.
Next pasuk.
What?
I said okay. Next pasuk.
And what are these things? Says the Goyim, Kichot Hashani Sifsei Sayach, your lips are like threads of silk. Pirush Hakohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim Mitchila Hu Omer Ana Chata Ha'om Hazeh Ve'arei Hu Ki Mitakatrig Aleihem. So, why is it Kedai to mention chait? Oh, your nation does a lot of averes, but forgive them. Just, you know, let's shove it under the rug, you know what I'm saying? Ah. Ha'inyan hisvadas. Well, my device of Yeruchim, Hashem wants you to do vidui. Ah, she talk lizvadas al-chait, question emmer. Yeruchim, question emmer, hin nishpat oisach al amrech lechatasi, lachin, mesim bevesmet, shloshan shal zahuris, laharish anachmu chatvanu. Aval ata talbin oisonu te kaperlan, vachin a cotton god loim, ana chata mazen, but kaperna. Vizeu shamar, kachot ashani sifsusayach, shatkhila sadibu hu kachot ashani, mechatik, umidborich naave, shuain el kedil lizvadas. Wow. So your diburim that mention chait are like the dibur of a chot hashani. Then in the end, it's the what's it called? What's the lesson? It's a chot hashani shel lashon zel zahuris. Yeah, he's saying it's a red thread. So your lips are like a red thread, meaning because you mentioned about chait. But why? To do vidui, nidbarach na'aveh, in order to be ma'or the vidui. So it's okay to hang a red thread in the Beis Hamikdash, even though you're being ma'or chet. You know why? Because you're actively in the process of, asking for vidui and shuvah.
That's shvach.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. Why is he stung to the forehead with the remind and all that? So he says because I feel reikonim shebachem leim mitzvus kerimayin. So Mamela, we're being a shabach if we're doing vidui, and it brings out kefel chami rimayin rakosech the rekonim shabas was an unbelievable touch. The rekonim shabas are like reminded that they have to go all the comments. So in other words, the fact that Klal Yisrael is oisik in vidui and tshuva shows us their deepest rotzen and where they really hold it. They're holding by doing Torah mitzvahs. They're holding by having a real rotzen for ruchnius.
Ready.
That's the point. We're ready. Okay. My turn. Kimigdal David Savarech, your neck is like the Migdal David bone of the Talpiyos. It's built with strength. Elef Hamogin totally alov. Elef Hamogin, the shield is on it. Kol Shilte Hagibur. What are these things? שעיקר החויזק לישראל הם הן התלמידי חכמים, ואומר שהם המגדל דוד שהם ארבע סנהדריאס. So basically, you Klai Yisrael provide to Klai Yisrael protection through your mitzvahs, just like a Migdal David. As Banu L'Talpiyos, you Klai Yisrael have that protection through your Talmidei Chacham and through your Torah.
Iron Dome.
Our Iron Dome. Support our Iron Dome. V'zeu L'Talpiyos, Shehu Neged Arba Zavios. He says that the way you would protect the city with a wall normally is that you apparently, what's the word called?
Turrets.
No. When you give extra chizuk to the... Yes, there's a better word.
Fortify
the corners. You got to fortify the corners. So there are four spots on a wall that are tone fortification. So those four spots are Chenegin, Sanhedrin Gedolah, Sanhedrin Ketana, and then the Sanhedrin that was Yosef Bechel, and the Sanhedrin that was Yosef Bechel Yerbi'ir. Elif HaMogen, Pirish Bechol Dar, Payol Beis HaMikdash, Hacher Jamazir, Kol Shilta and Giborim, those are the Sholosh Shuras Shel Talmidei Chachamim that were in front of the Sanhedrin. Let's leave the shtick out, but he gives a whole Kabbalistic touch why that word was chosen. But al kaponim, the point is, this is a very discernistic apostle, which tells us that the fortification of our walls happens right here in the Beis Medrash, through our Hishtatus in Torah, and through our Gevaldika, Mesiris Nefesh in Torah. Shnei Shadayich, Shnei Afarim, Ta'amei Tzviya, Haroyim Bashashanet, and the Shadayim, which sustain and give nutrients to the baby,
nourish,
is Kishnei Afarim, Ta'amei Tzviya, Haroyim Bashashanet. So who are the Shnei Shadayich? Is Moshe V'Aharon. That they're mainly Klai Yisrael. Yishnei Afarim. And they run in front of Klai Yisrael like sheep. And the Royim Basheshanim, meaning to say they take the brunt, right? Sheshanim, we said before, get thorns in them. And they are the ones that are Royim Basheshanim. The leaders of Klai Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay. Valid pasuk above.